This edition of Nation Talk is brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. Book your individual business, workshop, conference, retreat, or gathering at a Marriott hotel near you. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. I am here with Chief Rolly Meneg of the Beausoleil First Nation. Chief Meneg, we're here for a very special occasion. Can you tell us where we are and why?
Well, today we're in Coldwater. And Coldwater is where our ancestors had settled in the 1830s. They helped build Coldwater way back in the 1830s and settled here. It was an experiment between three First Nations, Beausoleil First Nation, Rama First Nation, and Georgina Island First Nation, to establish this area to see if it was feasible for farming, to see if it was feasible to live in. So our people here started here in the 1830s. 1836, they were led to believe they signed an agreement indicating they were here to stay. It was acknowledged later on in years that they were defrauded of the land and that they had signed agreements, given up their right to Coldwater. So throughout the years, each and every community moved to different areas. We've settled in different areas over the years, and we've tried to prosper the best that we can, and we have survived, and we continue on today. It's taken quite a number of years to get the government to acknowledge that we were defrauded of the land. Back, we started probably 30 years ago trying to get a mandate to negotiate. It was about 10 years ago that the government finally came forward and said, yes, you were defrauded of the land. We need to negotiate in good faith and start something, start a process that will acknowledge the losses you've endured for 170 plus years. So in 2002, negotiations began. There's many, many chiefs, many, many councillors been involved in the past 10 years. Negotiations have been tough. They weren't easy. It was part of the process as a council member for four terms. We've been through a couple of federal negotiators, and we've also brought the government brought it to our attention that some of our people have moved off to Copays Bay, which is near Cape Croker, Ontario, which is Chippewas and Awash. And those members left Copays Bay and amalgamated with Cape Croker, and the government acknowledged that they should be a beneficiary to these negotiations. So in 2007, they sat down with Chippewas and Awash and acknowledged that they were a beneficiary to the claim, and we've negotiated on behalf of everyone involved throughout those years. The settlement came to an end in 2008. Fall of 2008, and we've waited for the government to give us a mandate and an offer to settle, which has occurred on March 24th. We've met with our communities since that time to allow them to consider this offer that's on the table now. So now it's up to us as the leaders of our communities, the chiefs and the councils, to work with our communities. What do they want to see as far as disbursement with the offer that's on the table? And hopefully provide something for them that'll benefit not only now, but well into the future. We'll look after those future generations and the losses we've endured for many, many years. I believe it's a long road ahead yet, but I believe we will move forward, and our communities will acknowledge the offer that's on the table and vote in favor of what's there.
We are here today at Coldwater because the government has come to the table with an offer. Is that basically what this is about today?
Yes, it is. And it's a press release for the local media to understand that there is an offer on the table. It's one of the largest ever land claims settled in Canada's history. It's a large figure of $307 million plus dollars. And that will be distributed amongst four First Nations.
There's a special formula for those four First Nations, right?
Yes, there's a formula that had to be worked out prior to continuing negotiations, and Canada ensured that prior to continuing negotiations that we had to have an apportionment, equal distribution on the table between the four First Nations prior to proceeding.
So and that distribution is?
That distribution is 30-30-30 between the three First Nations, and then 10% going to Chippewas and Awash.
Now, is this a unique situation across the country? Has there been an example of where more than one community has been involved in a land claim settlement?
No, this is very unique. It's probably one of the first that's ever been settled that I'm aware of. I really can't think of any other claim that's been settled between other communities.
So now you go back to your communities and you need a majority vote from your community members?
Yeah, so we have a majority vote of the memberships that we can get a hold of. So we have members spread all across Canada and other countries as well. So we'll do the best that we can to inform our membership. Most of our members, I know in our community, we have 600 who live on the First Nation and 1,200 who live off the First Nation. So it's going to be a big struggle.
So now, with regards to the disbursement of the funds to each of the communities, have you got some kind of a formula with what you might be doing with the money if and when that time comes?
No, that's something that needs to be worked out. It's up to the communities to agree upon how the monies will be dispersed, how they'll be utilized. And we think about everything that we've lost over the years, the economic opportunities, the social challenges that we've endured for so many years, the healing that needs to occur. I believe if we think in that direction and think that our future generations don't have to suffer in the same way that we did, that this claim can go a long way.
Chief Maneg, you know, we're talking about a 30-year process that's taken place here, correct?
That's correct. It's been well over 30 years. The process was started probably 30 years ago, and the government failed to acknowledge that this claim should be on the table. So.
Do you think that as a result of the 30 years that this claim has taken, that there might be a way to expedite future claims more efficiently in the future as a result of this claim?
It's hard to say because It's always up to the government. The government has new initiatives on the table when it comes to claims. They have the new initiatives on how they settle specific claims for $150 million and less, and the way they expedite that. But we were told, even with this claim, when the specific claims mandate came about, that this would be a speedy process. And it's been a struggle. We've been waiting. Negotiations, the settlement were completed over 2 years ago, and it's taken this long just to get the offer.
And how much longer do you think it's going to take?
Well, it's a big process. A lot of legal documents have yet to be drafted. We need to identify how the ATR process is going to work, which is the addition to reserves. Also, communicating with our community throughout, building trust for our community where this money will be deposited. And then we're hoping to go to a vote hopefully by late fall this year. From the timetable I've seen, probably the first checks won't be cut until the spring of next year, March 2012.
Now, Chief Maneg, you how many years have you been working on this land claim?
Well, I was involved in the land claim when we first came to Coldwater in 2002, when the government acknowledged that you were defrauded of this land. We met here in Coldwater at the Legion back in 2002. So I was part of that process. I sat at the table right up until 2006, when I left politics and then came on board again last summer.
Okay, so we're coming up to the end of our interview. I just want to ask you, how does it make you feel personally being here today at this point in the process?
Well, today it's something that's been longstanding. It's an offer that's on the table. It will never acknowledge our losses. It'll certainly assist us in moving forward for the benefit of future generations. But I feel good knowing that we did it in an honorable place, in a building that was established by our members over 170 years ago. And the fact that, the drums and the Eagle Staffs are here to assist us, knowing that our ancestors are still here with us today. And hearing the drum this morning, just hearing my own nephew and that chant, just hearing that chant from my nephew really touched my heart.
Well, on that very positive and honorable note, I just want to say Chi-Miigwech to Chief Rolly Maneg of the Beausoleil First Nation. Thank you.
Miigwech.
Miigwech. This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. For participating hotels and resorts, click on the Marriott logo on our website. For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.